The Republican Attorneys General Association's Action Fund provided more than $944,000 to Todd Rokita's recent attorney general campaign. Rokita was sworn into office today. His campaign spokesman declined an interview but insisted Rokita had no involvement with the calls. First reported by the watchdog group Documented, the Rule of Law Defense Fund placed calls urging recipients to, quote, stop the steal.
At 1 o'clock p.m., we will march to the Capitol building and call on Congress to stop the steal. We are hoping patriots like you will join us to continue the fight to protect the integrity of our elections.
While the Republican Attorneys General Association is legally separate from the Rule of Law Defense Fund responsible for the robocalls, the two are located at the same address in Washington, D.C., and share multiple employees, including an executive director. The fund contributed $85,000 during the primary to Indiana's now former AG Curtis Hill, who lost the primary to Rokita. Rule of Law's most recently available 990 tax form, required by the IRS from nonprofits, lists Hill as an unpaid director for the organization. In a statement, Hill claimed he was unaware of the calls. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brock Turner.